WF Howes presents an unabridged recording of Conclave 1559 by Mary Hollingsworth. Narrated by Julie Maisie.
Scudi, ducats and florins. A note on money. The relationship between the various currencies that appear in Ippolito's account books is complex. First of all, most states in 16th century Europe had their own silver-based currency. In France, a centralised monarchy, there was a single system based on the livre. 1 livre equals 20 sous, equals 240 deniers. In Italy, each of the peninsula's many independent states had their own local currency. Ferrara, for instance, used the lira marchesana. 1 lira equals 20 soldi, equals 240 denari. Rome, by contrast, preferred a decimal system based on the scudo di moneta. 1 scudo di moneta equals 10 giuli, equals 100 baiocchi. There were also internationally recognised gold currencies, notably the Venetian ducat, the Florentine florin, or the gold scudo. The latter appears frequently in Ippolito's ledgers and was evidently used across Europe. These currencies, both gold and silver, fluctuated against each other in response to market forces. The period covered by this book, 1559 to 1565, was one of significant inflation in Ferrara, where the price of a gold scudo rose from 73 to 78 soldi. By contrast, in Rome, its value remained steady at 110 baiocchi over the same period. In France, despite the economic hardship caused by the religious wars, its value rose only slightly from 48 to 49 sous over the 2 years Ippolito spent there, from 1561 to 1563. To simplify this, I have translated most of the prices in this book into gold scudi, although I have needed to use the Roman baiocchi to clarify relative details about the cost of food. Chapter 1. Ferrara. Summer 1559. The summer of 1559 had been unusually hot in Ferrara. By the middle of July, the broad waters of the Po had sunk to little more than a sluggish stream, barely capable of bearing the barges bringing the newly harvested crops of wheat, barley and spelt down to the granaries in the city.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?